Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. I don't know about you, but I really enjoy reading biographies. When I get the time, of course. There's sometimes you're very pushed and you don't get the time to sit down and to read as you would like. But if you get the time, one of the good things, one of the good genres to look at is Christian biography and to see the lives of people who made an impressive change in the world. One character who I read a lot about in previous years was a man called Hudson Taylor. Hudson Taylor was born in 1832 into a God-fearing home in Yorkshire. And he didn't really have that much interest in Christian things. And just like any other normal guy, he was interested in building a future for himself. But his mum and his older sister, they prayed that he would become a Christian. They prayed that he would get saved. When he was 17 years of age, during a holiday period, he was rummaging about his father's library for something to read. And he found a gospel tract and he began to read it. And he was completely unconcerned when he started. He wasn't reading it because he wanted to know how to become a Christian. But 70 or 80 miles away, unknown to him, his mum, she was really experiencing an intense yearning for the conversion of his son. And she was praying and praying and praying. And she wanted to be sure that he was saved. Because, you know, it is really important to understand that this life is not all there is. There is a future. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And it's important that we realize that this life is just the preparation for the next. So his mother was praying earnestly for him. But while she was praying, here's Hudson, and he's sitting miles away, and he's reading 70 or 80 miles away, he's reading this leaflet. And he was arrested by an expression in the leaflet, which was called the finished work of Christ. That was the expression that caught his attention. Let me read a little bit of what it says. Immediately, the words "it is finished" suggested themselves to my mind. What was finished? And I at once replied, a full and perfect atonement and satisfaction for sin. The debt was paid by the substitute. Christ died for our sins. Then came the thought, if the whole work was finished and the whole debt paid, what is there left for me to do? And with this dawned the joyful conviction as light was flashed into my soul by the Holy Spirit. There was nothing in the world to be done but to fall down on one's knees and accept this Saviour and his salvation and to praise him forevermore. Hudson Taylor writes, thus while my dear mother was praising God on her knees in her chamber, I was praising him in the old warehouse to which I had gone alone to read at my leisure this little book. He became a medical student. And he had a great burden for the country of China. It was a closed country to missionaries. He read lots of books about China. He studied the Chinese language. And in 1853, he set sail for 4.5 months to Shanghai. In 1860, he was actually sent back home because he wasn't well. He was invalided. But his burden for inland China, rather than decreasing, was actually increasing. It got heavier. He actually, in June 1865, was in a church in Brighton and he became so sickened by, well, as he called it, Christians who were sitting in an atmosphere of smug piety, and yet there were thousands and millions perishing without Jesus Christ as their saviour. So he went out onto Brighton's most deserted beach, or almost deserted beach at that stage, and he prayed for 24 willing, skillful labourers. You know, God answered his prayer. And he went back, accompanied with 22 missionaries. He went back to China. He was going to marry eventually. And there was going to be 24 of them serving God. But he teaches us many lessons in life. The life of Hudson Taylor is very interesting to read. And there's a number of books that you can refer to. I'm referring here to a book by John Stott, and it's called Round the World in 80 Years, and he talks about the heroes of his life. I'm using some information from that. You can read Hudson Taylor in the early years by his son and daughter-in-law, Howard and Mary Taylor. That was produced in 1912. Then there's another book, Hudson Taylor, The Man Who Believed God, in 1929, produced by Marshall Broomhall, who was Howard Taylor's cousin. And then later on, there was a book by John Pollock called Hudson, Taylor and Maria in 1962. And there's lots of books, other books you can refer to. There are four things that John Stott says stick out in his mind. That faith rests on God's faithfulness. Did you know you can trust God? The Bible teaches that God created the world, he put everything in place, that nothing would exist without God. There is a designer, there is a creator behind this world. But getting saved, becoming a Christian and living life with God is resting on God's faithfulness. Apparently, Hudson Taylor liked to render Jesus' command, have faith in God, as reckon on the faithfulness of God. Now, I'm told that is not precisely a translation, but it gives the meaning of what the Lord Jesus was saying. Reckon on the faithfulness of God. If you became a Christian, it won't be because your faith is strong, but because you can trust God who saves, because his son died and paid the price for sin. The second thing we learn is faith is like the trust of a child. You know, God, he's our father when we come to trust him and to know him as saviour. And Hudson Taylor would say at times that I never fail to notice that my children need breakfast, they need dinner, they need tea, and I could not forget it. And why would my heavenly father forget about me, was really his argument on that case when he's talking about it. And so he saw God as a heavenly father who was to be trusted. The third thing he taught was that you can trust God for everyday things. You can trust God for physical, material things. And the fourth thing, that God expects you to play your part. There are some good lessons there. Hudson Taylor can tell and teach a lot of lessons that are very, very helpful in my life as a Christian. Very, very helpful if you're not a Christian to understand why God is so important and faith is so real and God can provide for our need. Hudson Taylor, a great study and a great example for life. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.